been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Service times are as follows. Sunday school is at 10 a.m. Sunday worship service is at 11:30 a.m. Sunday YPWW is on Zoom at 6 p.m. Tuesday night Bible study and Friday joy night are on Zoom at 7 p.m. Morning prayer is Monday through Saturday on the Johnson Temple prayer line at 9:30 a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ of Leesville, Louisiana.
This is KAYT-FM, 881 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport, K223BI, 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe, K255BT, 100.1 Lake Charles, K261EB, and KQJO-FM, 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of Proverbs, chapter 6. And we will read two verses of this chapter, starting at verse 34 and 35. For jealousy is the rage of a man. Therefore, he will not spare in the day of vengeance. He will not regard any ransom, neither will he rest content, though thou giveth him many gifts. I want to talk today on the subject, what jealousy will do. What jealousy will do. It was just a few years ago that I was in the Bahamas preaching, and I received the shocking news, a telephone call, that you have just won a national award for spoken word in St. Louis, Missouri. Voted on by gospel DJs all across the United States. And you are now called Preacher of the Year. I didn't know what to believe when my manager called me and told me this. At the time I was on the contract with Atlanta International Records. I said, for what? They say, on the sermon you preach, what jealousy will do. Then I looked at the Stellar's Award one night in Chicago, and I happened to see my name on the television, spoken word, Reverend Timothy Fleming, what jealousy will do. I think I understand why people wanted that sermon, because there's so much jealousy going on. Among all of the great sins that the Bible speaks about, I think, in my own opinion, that this sin, jealousy, is worse than them all. Howard Thurman says that jealousy is like acid. It eats a hole in the container that's holding it. Webster said that jealousy is an unpleasant fear that arises from resentment of others, suspiciousness. You can't sleep at night. Some of the signs of jealous people are that they can't rest. Two things will happen to a jealous person. They will oversleep or they won't sleep. Two things will happen to a person when they're jealous. They will not eat, or they will eat too much. Usually when people are worried and nervous, they will eat or not eat. Now I want you to understand what jealousy really means and how dangerous it is. The first sin that took place, I think, that was ever created. If Satan created anything, number one, it was jealousy.
All right. All right.
Did you know that the very first sin that Satan really committed was not that he went against God so much, but when it started in his heart, it was jealousy. Go to Isaiah chapter 12, verse 14. What was the first sin? Satan said, I will exalt myself above the Most High. I will be like the Most High. Satan had I will problem. And usually that would mess people up. I will. Nobody else involved. I. Lord, bless me, Billy Joe, and no more. He said, I will exalt myself above the Most High. He wanted to be above God. God had heaven, and the devil wanted it. And did you know that heaven tore up over jealousy? I mean, heaven split up over jealousy. The devil, Lucifer, became Satan, envious of God. And if it will tear up heaven, don't you know it'll tear up a church? If jealousy will tear up heaven, don't you know it'll tear up a home? If jealousy will tear up heaven, don't you know it'll get you fired off your job? The devil was jealous of God.
Amen.
I used to wonder when I was a child why people were so jealous. Being a little 10 or 11 year old boy preacher. And all the preachers used to advise me and make them, son, study, son, go to school, son, be a great preacher. And some of the old preachers, I started studying and I started getting a little better preaching. Then they started acting funny. And I went to my old pastor, a friend who was living at the time, Reverend Dantley. And I asked Reverend Dantley, I said, Reverend Dantley, what am I doing to make preachers fight me so hard? I'm doing what they told me to do, and now they act a little funny. I preach a little bit, and they won't say nothing, just roll their eyes. He said, come here, son. Look out the window. He said, what do you see out there? I said, I see two trees. He said, well, what kind of trees? I said, well, I see a chinaberry tree and a pecan tree. Some of y'all don't know anything about chinaberry tree. He said, well, what do you see in those trees? I said, well, in the chinaberry tree, I don't see nothing. I said, but in the pecan tree, I see sticks. I look like I see a bottle up there. He said, there your answer. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, I'll tell you like this, son. Nobody throws at chinaberries because nobody won't eat them. But everybody throws at the pecan tree because they want some pecan. So when people are throwing at you, you got something they want. If people are talking about you, you're somebody important.
Amen.
Nobody pay any attention to a bomb. I mean, a drunk man can get in a fight on the corner, the police even drive by. They don't want it. But you let it get out that me and the deacon got in a fight. And we'll be on Good Morning America. So when people are paying attention to you and throwing at you and always after you, you just happen to have some pecan.
Amen.
will jealousy do? Jealousy will make you turn on your best friend. Jealousy will make kinfolk turn on each other. Let's throw some Bible on it. The first murder in the Bible was over jealousy. Cain killed Abel.
Amen.
Jealousy. And you talk about all this crime nowadays. Do you know that the first crime, the real committed crime, was over envy and jealousy? And believe me when I tell you, it started at home. You think all your enemies are in the street? Sometimes you better watch your own kinfolk. If you don't think kinfolk can be enemies, let mama die and leave 15 cents more than the other. You'll see kinfolk cussing, fighting over that insurance money. It's a dangerous thing to be jealous. I'm so glad that when God made the devil, he had sense. See, when God made the devil, he didn't give the devil all his power. He gave the devil some power. But the devil thought God made a mistake and gave him all of it. And he turned on God. God made Lucifer, and he was in the choir. Still likes to get in the choir, by the way. He still loves to sing, you know. And God gave him all that power, but look what the devil did. You be careful about telling people all your secrets.
Right.
You don't know who's going to turn on you. See, a backstabber have to be one close to you. You can't stab a person in the back unless you're close enough to put the knife in. Your enemies can't harm you, but keep an eye on your close friend. Some things you don't tell nobody. You never know when they're going to turn on you. Suppose God had trusted the devil and said, Satan, you're all right. You're my best angel. You can have all this power. Look what Satan would have done. But God didn't give him all the power. If you're in the bakery business, don't you tell no woman about everything putting that cake. Baby, she'll learn your recipe and put you out the bakery business and swear you got it from her. Some things you don't tell. You never know when people are going to turn on you because jealousy and envy will turn folk on their best friend. I've seen people work together on one job for 30 years and the best of friends. And soon as one get promoted, all of a sudden now they can't stand each other. Jealousy. And then jealousy will blind you to the truth about other people. When you're envious and jealous of a person, you don't want to see nothing good. See, I don't care what good they do, you don't see it. You're always looking at the downward side. You don't care nothing about nothing but the bad things. See, when you're jealous of people, you're critical, and you want a reason for not liking them. So when they make one mistake, you ride that, but you weren't never with them all the time. And I don't care how many folk brag on them and say good things, you say, yes, but. You don't know them like I know them. See, that's what you call jealousy. Huh? Like some people, they don't like to see ministers with something. Let's face it, you know what's behind it. The doctor can come riding down the street in a big old nice car. That's my doctor, their child. Politicians come riding down the street, the governor in a long limousine. That's my governor there. The president come riding down the street with 10 or 12 cars in front and 10 or 12 behind. That's my president there. Preacher come riding down the street in a nice car, now ain't this a shame. And then you start praying that old prayer, Lord, you keep him humble, we'll keep him poor. I mean, doesn't he represent you too? And if I came riding down the street in a piece of car, and it broke down on my way here, and folk riding by said, that's your pastor out there trying to thumb it where you said, no! I don't know it. I mean, if the pulpit got vacant and a preacher walked in here with just old regular suit on, the first thing y'all will holler to the pulpit committee, we don't want no jackleg. Huh? Well, then if he dress up and look nice, then now, child, look where my money going. No, not your money, but his money. When you pay him, he do what he want to with his money. But envy and jealousy will blind you. And then I want to tell you that jealousy will make you act foolish. Let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 18, 7. I don't believe jealousy will make you foolish. If you turn your Bible to that, when you go home, you take it on your own time. Read about a young man named Saul. And the Bible said he eyed David. One of the signs that you know you're around jealous folk, they watch you. They watch you so much that they can't hardly bat their eye. They eye you everywhere you go. They're peeping through the keyhole. When they can't get through and peep nowhere else through, they'll peep through the keyhole. And they watch everywhere you go. 24 hours, they watch you because they're jealous.
Amen.
And the Bible says, Saul eyed David. He just watched David. And you know some of the signs of jealousy? When they eye you, watch you, and when you're around, they're quiet. Because now they don't want to talk. They want to listen to you talk and pick up on what they can get. Saul, the Bible said that when David killed that giant, the women start saying, Saul has killed his thousand, but David has killed his 10,000. And Saul couldn't stand it. And he started chasing that little old boy. Here's a big old king chasing a little old innocent boy all over the wilderness out of jealousy.
Right.
He couldn't stand David. And what did David do? You don't have to be doing nothing for people to be envious. Just do what you're supposed to do. And they're going to hate you. Now, when that giant was out there talking, come meet me, nobody wouldn't move. Wasn't nobody jealous then. But soon as David went out there and killed a giant, now they all want to get upset. Jealousy make you act foolish. Haven't you seen somebody up all night? Know they got to go to work? Looking at the door and the clock. All night. And know you got to be to work at 8. And at 6 o'clock still watching. Why don't you go to sleep? I never forget it. A lady came to my office crying, Lord, my husband just stay out all night long. He won't come home. He just stay out. I don't know what to do about it. Lord, will you please pray for me? And I just kept listening to it. I noticed she wasn't no baby. I kept listening to her talk, talk. And finally I asked her in my office, I said, how old is your husband? She said, well, Reverend, he pushing 70. I said, go on home, child, and go to sleep. So wherever he is, that's what he's doing. He's somewhere asleep. Might well get yours. Ain't nothing to it. Nearly 70 years old, but listen. He ain't doing nothing but dreaming. When that money run out, she gonna send him home. You might well get your rest. Listen, you can't stop folk from doing what they want to do. So why lose your sleep over the flesh? Amen. Folk gonna be doing what they want to do when you go.
Right.
One man so jealous asking his wife, baby, if I die, will you marry again? Why not? She gonna say, no, baby. But I dare you to die. Somebody gonna be riding in your car. Somebody gonna be eating at your table. And gonna be sleeping on your side of the bed. And you ain't coming back to say nothing. You don't think she can do without you? I dare you to die. He worrying about what's gonna happen when he die. Jealousy, if you love somebody, to some extent you are jealous. But don't, I notice what I said, don't be like Saul. Don't be foolish jealous. Foolish jealous is a man coming off his jaw at lunchtime, looking under the bed for his shoes and got them on. Looking all in the closet, I'm looking for my coat and got it on. You better stay on your jaw. And you see men get off their lunch hour and run home, looking in the closet, looking under the bed. Foolish. You tell a woman, now, baby, I want you to look good. I want you to fix up. I want you to lose weight. And as soon as she fix up and lose the weight, then you go to holler, man, now who you looking good for? You ought to hope somebody looking at her. I know a man that got mad with his wife and jumped on her because somebody was looking at her. Well, God, if ain't nobody looking at her, you better take her to a beauty shop. I never will forget that. And this is true. There was a blind man in Macon used to beat his wife. Both of them were blind. He was blind and she was blind. And he jumped on, he always kind of played up to her, you know, till he got his hands on her. And you know what? He was beating that woman so bad they called the police, and I would be praying for her because she was a great singer. And we asked her, well, why'd he jump on her? He said, he told me he saw a man looking at me. Now, how did he see the man? He saw a man looking at her. Blind now. And he was so mean, he would beat his dog. He would beat that, you know, the dog. They gave him a dog. He would beat that dog so bad they took the dog away from him. That was a mean man. But let me tell you something. Jealousy will make a blind man think he sees something. Oh, I'm striking the day. Tell you about foolish jealousy. You know, when it's foolish, You know what's the bottom line to it? Ungodly. Then I want to tell you that jealousy will make you sick. You know, a whole lot of people would be all right. They could let them out the hospital if they get their mind right and get rid of all that evil, envy, and jealousy. Let's put some Bible on this. You know about a young man named Ahab and his wife named Jezebel. Old Naboth had a vineyard, and old Ahab wanted it. Ahab was a king, and this man had a piece of property that his family left him. And he said, it's not for sale because it means so much to me. But the king wanted it. And out of all the gardens in the palace, he wanted that vineyard. And he said, Naboth, I'll pay you anything for that vineyard. Naboth said, I can't sell it because it came to me from my parents. And some things you just don't want to sell. Come on. And you know what the Bible said? He got sick and went home and wouldn't eat, didn't want to hear no music, and couldn't sleep. And Mama Jez came walking through the house. Jezebel. And by the way, why y'all don't name nobody Jezebel? I ain't heard nobody named Jezebel. Jezebel was a mess. And you know, when Jezebel walked through the house, she said, what's the matter with you, baby? He said, oh, neighbor won't sell me that vineyard. Well, what's the matter about it? Well, I want it. She said, aren't you the king? He said, yeah, I'm the king. She said, well, what you talking about? You can't have it.
He said, you don't want to sell it.
Jezebel said, let mama see about it. She concocted some diabolical scheme. And she had folk to lie on Naboth and say he blasphemed against God, and had folk to stone Naboth. And she got that man vineyard and gave her husband the key and said, I got it. But you know what? When they stoned Naboth, the dogs came and licked up his blood. And the prophet met old Ahab and Jezebel. Elijah said, the same dog that licked up Naboth's blood gonna get your blood. I used to preach a sermon on the same dog. Years went by. Ahab was killed in the battle. The dogs came, licked up his blood. 20 years went by. Old Jezebel sitting up there in a house, and somebody said, throw her overboard. Right. They threw her down on the ground, and her body burst. And the dogs came, ate up her body, left her hand and her feet. And you know what theologically I think God was saying? Be careful what you do with your hand. Leave the hand as evidence as dangerous as four rocks. And hide your hand. And he left her feet. Be careful who you step on. It'll come back. But jealousy made that man sick. You know, some folk this morning, they heard that you got a new house, and they ain't gonna eat. Somebody heard that you got some money, and they're not gonna eat. They're gonna get sick. They're gonna get off the job and have to go home because they just heard you got a promotion. Some people get sick. I can tell how some folk right here look if I brag on somebody. Some of y'all get sick. I don't know why he just gone preaching. We're talking about her. What's so special about her? Why the pastor got to be up there bragging on her? They get sick. Huh? Some people, when they hear about others' success, they get sick. When some people heard that you have had success, don't think they're all happy.
No way.
They tell you, I'm proud for your child, but they wish they could knock your head off. Some of the saints. Now, I'm going to close this message by telling you how to overcome jealousy.
Come on, Bishop Simmons.
This is where the good part comes in. You know how dangerous it is. You know how it will hurt you. Now let's look at how to overcome it. First, remember, accept the fact that you have limitations. Remember that some things in life you can't do. Everybody has some limitations. When you're jealous of what other people's talent, remember, you got a talent, and they got a talent, but nobody has everything.
True.
You ain't never heard of no peach tree getting mad with an apple tree.
No way.
Yes, I don't care how many people pass by the peach tree and go get apple, peach tree ain't got nothing to say.
Nothing.
You know why? Because the peach tree knows sooner or later folk gonna get tired of some apples and they gonna want some peaches.
Yeah.
Don't get mad because of other people's gift and what God gave them. They have a limit.
Amen.
And so have you.
Amen.
We all got a limit to how far we can go. But if you become jealous of other folk, you'll say, I want all of it. Look at all that you have, and yet you got all of that and want theirs too.
Amen. You're right.
But you can't have everything. I've said this once before, and I'm going to say it again. I said it this morning. Y'all quit going around here talking about you want a man with money. And you ain't got a quarter. Here I am introducing you to a man. He's a nice man. He ain't got no money. Well, what you got? They're Lord trying to talk about butter and both of them greasy. Don't no rich man want to marry nobody on welfare? You ever heard of rich folk marrying poor folk? Rich folk marry rich folk. Now who you supposed to be so important? There's somebody good in your life, and you don't want them because they ain't got no money, and you ain't got nothing. Use what you have, and stop worrying about other people's gift. And lastly, I want to tell you, if you want to overcome jealousy, count your own blessing.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Whatever you need to do, long, do it. Like you did it way back then, I need you to do it again. Whatever you need to do, long, do it. Oh, whatever you need to do, long, do it. Whatever you need to do, long. Do love, do it. Listen, broken heart. Too it, Lord. Too it, Lord. Oh!
Yeah. I like them because back in the country, my grandfather was my pastor, and many days when they were getting ready to have that old revival meeting, when my grandfather would make his way up in the pulpit, look out in that country church, and he didn't have a real strong voice, but he would sing those old songs. They would be getting ready for the revival meeting. And it seemed like in my mind, I can hear him sometimes singing, "Oh, nearer, easier. country know. And when he came,
I'm joy.